Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Getting back to Tiananmen, one of the legacies of that really was a spiritual awakening among many young people who were totally disillusioned after June 4th. And that disillusionment led them on a spiritual search, and many became believers. Today, you can point to pastors in China and outside China, people leading Christian organizations outside China, who would trace their own conversions back to that experience. And many of those are influential people.
Talking more about the influence of Christianity, we maybe assume that it was an underground movement of perhaps peasants a generation ago. That's not really the case now, though.
There's been a tremendous transition, and I would say that the spiritual center of gravity has shifted from the countryside, where you saw incredible revival, signs and wonders in the 80s, to now to the cities, where you have a new kind of a church emerging. You know, the leaders, the members are probably more cosmopolitan, they're better educated, they have a different status in society. And this, in a sense, has elevated the church's status when they see these kinds of people leading the church or these kinds of people attending the church. It says something about the church. It's no longer a marginalized peasant movement. It's very much part of what's going on in China, in urban China.
Is there interest? Because obviously there's a lot of pursuit about education, economic development. So does Christianity, does it fit in with maybe the goals and objectives of the average Chinese person?
Yeah. In the 80s and 90s, there was a lot of talk among intellectuals about the relationship between Christianity and the development of Western nations. And people were drawing parallels and saying, you know, this is what China needs. We're lacking this faith, and therefore we're not able to move ahead economically and in other ways. There's a prominent sociologist in Beijing who's a believer, and he's written extensively, including in the official press, about China's lack of faith. He calls it a crisis of faith. Up until Mao, China always had somebody to believe in and somebody to tell them what to believe. After Mao died, that was gone. Deng Xiaoping came into power, and he said, to get rich is glorious. Everybody just go make money and we'll be fine. He never told people what to believe. The Communist Party has been unable to tell people what to believe for the last 35 years. So now people are realizing making money and being successful is not it. There's something else missing in our society. And that's why we have so much corruption. That's why we can't trust each other. That's why we can't even buy food knowing that it's really what it is, what it says on the package. There's been so many food scandals in China. All of these things are symptoms of just a total lack of trust in society. And people are saying, yeah, we do need, there is a crisis of belief. We need something to base our lives on, and we don't have it. I think that for the church is a huge opportunity to be able to say, yes, our society has deep problems, and here's why.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.